Heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. It's time. Businesses are starting to reopen, and we need to support our local economy. We would like to thank our sponsors that supported our station throughout this event. As we move forward, we'd like to remind our listeners to support local businesses and see them thrive again. You can make that happen by dining at your favorite restaurant and shopping at your favorite store. They have been there for us. Now it's time for us to be there for them. Shop local.
It was number one, and people who've in the know, it wasn't a noose at all. It was just a knot and a piece of rope. But the news, the fake noose news, in order to maintain some semblance of reliability, is continuing to call it a noose. But no, it was nothing.
Well, the driver himself, the black NASCAR driver himself, said last night on CNN, "Oh, it's straight up a noose." So he said it's a noose, so I can understand why the news is going with that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But anyway, so the FBI determined it had been there since late 2019. They're assigned garages randomly. It's beyond highly unlikely that there was any, you know,
well, it's impossible.
Predetermined attempt at a racial anything.
Right.
So
right.
That's that story. The is the stock market still down? And the Wall Street Journal is saying down on reports of rises in coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Putting on my shopping shoes today.
Okay.
Might be a little opportunity presenting itself.
There are seven states where hospitalizations are on the rise, and hospitalizations is a much more accurate way to measure what's going on here.
Indeed.
Coronavirus! And
that's right, Cardi.
Thank you. Hospitalizations are on the rise in seven states, including the two biggest states in the country, California and Texas. Texas has been up 8 days in a row and doubled the number of hospital cases in the last 4 days, I think it is. So it's pretty big increase, and California is right behind it. And I hope we're not seeing soon to be New York's happening in Texas and California. I would think that'd be impossible because we're all aware of masks and stuff now.
I would hope so. Yeah, and. We're also ready to flatten the curve like we were originally going to do, I think, as necessary. We'll have to see, you know, what the leaders of Texas decide.
Plus, about half of deaths have been old folks' homes, so don't force people with COVID to go into old folks' homes. Right. You'll cut way down on deaths.
And the vast majority of people who died have been older folks, which does not make it okay, but that means it's probably not going to wipe out a significant part of the population. I have a great note on that. Stand by. I think it's right here. Yeah. And by the way, this scores with the numbers I got from a completely different source, so I believe it to be accurate. It's a risk study by Dr. Rajiv Bhatia. Pardon me, doctor, if I'm mispronouncing your name. Clinical assistant professor of primary care and population health at Stanford University in beautiful Palo Alto, California. And Dr. Jeffrey Clauser, who's adjunct professor of epidemiology at UCLA. They looked at publicly available case incidence data for the week ending May the 30th in the 100 largest U.S. counties as states began to reopen. So this is pretty recent. The thing we're looking for is a start to a discussion of risk. We're bombarded with data on deaths and cases. The study found a person in a typical medium to large U.S. county who has a single random contact with another person has, on average, a 1 in 3,800 chance of being infected without social distancing, hand washing, or mask wearing. If you put yourself at the mercy of chance and take no precautions and stand next to a person, you have a 1 in 3,800 chance of being infected.
I got to get this to my wife because she's concerned because I'm traveling with Sam next week and she's worried about the virus. And
if that sounds like a tolerable risk, consider the odds of being hospitalized. The study found that a 50 to 64-year-old person, so never mind a 23-year-old NBA star or your college student or your high school student, we're talking about somebody of middle age. The study found that a 50 to 64-year-old person who has a single random contact has, on average, a 1 in 852,000 chance of being hospitalized, or a 1 in 19 million chance of dying, based on rates as of the last week of May.
Wow.
Now, if you take sensible precautions, including social distancing, masks, hand washing, etc., then those odds skyrocket and are even higher against having anything bad happen. It's worth knowing.
Even with all that, though, we got 150,000 deaths across the United States.
Correct, yeah. Mostly from the early days when nobody knew what to do, or the government was actually lying to us about what to do, and or Governor Cuomo was forcing nursing homes to take COVID-19 cases, et cetera.
I thought this was...
And I'm sorry, one more factor on this. And when we look back on this, it is entirely possible that health historians will say the best thing that happened was in the middle of 2020 when states began opening up and more cases went around to young healthies. That was the best thing that could have happened. That was the only way to end it, and that's what happened.
The politics of mask wearing, briefly, I thought that was interesting, a new survey. So of they broke it down by people who generally follow liberal media and people who generally follow conservative media. Let's look at their list just to be sure. This is Gallup.
Okay.
They consider liberal media HuffPo, CNN, Mother Jones, NPR, and the LA Times. That's pretty good.
Yeah, sure, that's solid.
They consider conservative media, The Federalist, Fox News, Newsmax, The Washington Times, and The Blaze.
You may proceed, sir. Those lists are legit.
Listen to this, though.
Uh-oh.
Moderate media's list is Bloomberg, PBS. Moderate, that's hilarious. The Associated Press, The Hill.
The Hill swings both ways.
And the Chicago Tribune.
The Trib, I would agree, although I don't read it every day anymore.
I don't know that one. Anyway, getting back to the mask.
Grew up with the Tribune every day on the table. Made an informed young man of me.
That's back when they used to print websites on paper.
Yes. And they called them newspapers.
Seems inefficient.
Yeah, it does. Well, you don't get until to the next day, and you're no longer mad about what Trump said tomorrow. That's one thing. You couldn't have the daily anger story when you didn't find out about it till the next day.
Right. And they wasted all sorts of time figuring out if the stories were true or not before they printed them out from their website.
Which really slows things down.
Oh, yeah, my God. It was terrible. You had to wait till, like, tomorrow morning to figure out what happened yesterday.
But while there has been a fair amount of controversy over the whole mask thing, as you see people, the guy who had to fight his way into the Walmart because he wouldn't wear a mask, even if you hate wearing the mask, even if you think this is all a bunch of crap, why don't you just be nice to the person who works at the Walmart and wear your mask and not put them in that position? But that's my opinion.
Well, you're right.
That particular 25-year-old...
It's the correct opinion.
That particular 25-year-old who's happier in hell to still have a job at Walmart isn't the deep state, and they're not trying, this isn't the mark of the beast or anything.
They're not trying to take your freedom away from
them. They just had their boss told them, don't let anybody without a mask in.
That bird isn't a drone.
Wait a minute. Are you a right winger?
The contrails from the jets are not something or other.
That's what Delaney told me when she was home from college. The COVID thing, it's a fake job, so the government can, us all having to stay at home, that was so they could replace the batteries in the drones, which is the birds.
All birds
are government drones.
Yeah, birds aren't a thing.
Right. No. They're government drones.
All the birds are drones. The birds are drones.
And the battery's low.
My battery's low. Anyway, we're much more in agreement on this mask thing than I thought. 92% of people who follow liberal media reported wearing...
They're liberals.
...wearing masks in the last 7 days. 84% of those who prefer conservative media. So it's only a difference of 92 to 84. Still the vast majority. I mean, when 92% or 84% of anything agree on something, that's enough to call it practically everybody. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and it's remarkably similar. If a basketball game was 92 to 84, I'd keep watching because that's close, man. Of course, there is no basketball.
All the birds are drones.
All the birds are drones. He's laughing. He thinks it's funny.
Oh, God.
Joe Getty claimed without evidence that all the birds are drones.
The world is so crazy right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, by golly, they might have to write this on my tombstone. If you perceive the world through the media, you are looking through a funhouse mirror, man. Those people are nuts. They're nuts, and it's a specific subcategory of humans clustered in two little places. Your national media, putting aside La Times, for instance, and similar publications, and they, when they're not inaccurate, they're lying, and when they're not lying, they're whipped up in enthusiasm with stories that scare the hell out of you or make you hate your neighbor. Mm. I hate the media.
84% and 92%. That's practically agreement.
Yeah.
I mean, if that isn't agreement, what is?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's got to be within 3 percentage points?
That's incredible.
I know it. I know it. Single-digit difference.
Mentioned this earlier. Should mention again, the mob announced it's bringing down a Lincoln statue in Washington, D.C. Thursday night.
If I were a younger man, I would go there and get ready to scream.
Well, I wonder if that's what's going to happen. And a congressperson is introducing legislation to get rid of that Lincoln statue. That and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? I'll tell you what. It's one that's so complicated you never use it.
This is exactly the type of security system SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against.
They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now when feeling safe at home has never been more important.
SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7.
Order online with the click of a button. Open the box. Place the sensors, plug it in, your home is now protected around the clock.
That's right. No technician or salesperson has to come to disrupt your house and hit you with big charges. You don't need to pay an outrageous monthly fee or sign a 2-year contract.
Have you heard this? SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report.
And their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch start at 50 cents a day.
Head to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and get the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kid's kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the 4-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Teams all over the league reported today. They were all tested for the coronavirus, and you may see as tests come back tomorrow and the next day, you know, teams expect there's going to be a significant batch of positive tests, and teams will be able to quarantine those players for a couple weeks.
NBA's back in about a month, 8-game season, and then the playoffs, which is interesting. I'm excited.
8 games?
8-game season.
Well, that's right. They were almost done.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the final stretch. Yeah, okay. I got to remind myself, baseball hadn't started yet. Basketball was almost done.
Right, and then it's just the playoffs is what we really need. And so NBA playoffs, I love NBA playoffs. So, and are they doing the full thing, Sean? Are they doing full, all the rounds, best of 7, the whole thing?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, wow.
Best of 7.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a lot of games coming in because the playoffs are 2 months long usually.
There's a possibility that after the 8-game regular season conclusion, if the seedings at the bottom are too close, they'll have like a 1-game kind of play
right.
For the last playoff
winner takes
spot
all.
Sort of thing, yeah.
And then Major League Baseball announced yesterday their season is going to start the 24th of July with a 60-game season?
That is correct, and they've introduced a couple of rule changes which range from idiotic to abhorrent.
Outfielders have to wear clown shoes.
Right. Hungry Lions will also roam the outfield.
Your mascot has to be...
That have been carefully cultivated to have a taste for human flesh.
Your mascot has to be real, I think, is one of the rules also.
Exactly.
No mascots, they have
great
to be actual
for the Tigers.
So
yes, exactly.
But seriously, if they play games, number one, the abhorrent, the National League will have the designated hitter, which I hate.
I think that's a Trojan horse. They're trying to sneak that in forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Players and the, Association has wanted that for a long time, and they finally got it.
I'm torn. Do I explain why I think it's abhorrent, or is that too sportsy?
It's pretty sportsy.
Yeah, it's abhorrent.
And just trust me, it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible!
Boy. And the second rule changes, and I am not making this up. The Lions part was an effort at humor. This is true. Beginning in the 10th inning, any extra innings, each half inning starts with a player on second base. The guy who made the last out in the previous inning starts on second base position.
I didn't know that. I knew they were on the base, but I didn't know who they chose. I figured you did like when you do a pinch runner, you just put your fastest person out there. But,
no.
Okay.
No. And let's say there was another. Oh, there are a couple of other silly rule changes that don't matter. But Yeah, that is, because they don't want to wear guys out and have them get tired and all during the sprint to the playoffs.
It's a more condensed season. There's not going to be as many off days, so they're trying
right,
to, yeah.
Right, right.
Five outs per inning, but only two strikes per batter.
What?
So that's a pretty major change.
Right. And if a pitcher, and it's five balls for walk, but then the pitcher gets executed.
Oh, jeez.
Because he ought to learn to throw an effing strike! Oh, let's see.
Where not a pitcher, right? Not a belly itcher. Come on now.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you child?
Yell that at a major league ballpark, why don't you? You child? All right. Let's get down to business now. The serious news of the day.
I had something, yeah.
Who cares? I've lost heart.
It happens. Oh, yeah. Protesters are vowing to tear down a Lincoln statue in Lincoln Park in Washington, D.C. It's not the Lincoln Memorial. So far, the big, giant memorials are a couple of steps too far down the road. But we're headed that direction. We've already gone farther than I ever thought we'd go. We're taking down presidents. U.S. presidents are being removed. Freaking presidents! That's amazing! I would have never believed we'd get there this fast.
I abhor violence, including political violence. But there's part of me that would like to see a crowd of 100,000 proud Americans sweep across that plaza, rounding up anybody who's there to deface or destroy the Lincoln statue and perhaps talk some sense into them.
So this Eleanor Holmes Norton, she's a congressperson, she tweeted out yesterday, the designers of the Emancipation Statue in Lincoln Park in Washington, D.C. didn't take into account the views of African Americans. It was actually paid for by former slaves, which is another interesting wrinkle to the whole thing.
Wow.
They funded it, but so, then were not given, according to her, enough input on the statue itself.
Wait a minute. So the Antifa Karen, the white girl screaming at black cops that they're racists, has now been surpassed by congresspeople lecturing actual former slaves of how best to express their joy at their freedom. I think we have a winner.
I'm introducing a bill to move this statue to a museum. Well, that's for, you know, that angle of it. And if we're going to bring down statues, that's the way it's got to happen. We got to vote, and it's the public will. And if I disagree with it, well, then I've got to, you know, become an activist myself. We can't let the mobs decide. But the mob also has a role in this. They have vowed they're going to show up on Thursday to tear it down. Crowds gathered in Lincoln Park at the base of the Emancipation Statue yesterday for a protest, calling for the removal of the statue. It comes on the heels of the Lafayette Park Andrew Jackson statue. There were D.C. police there in the park and in riot gear, so I guess the mob decided now's not the time. But then they announced they were coming back Thursday night to bring it down. Or somebody forgot the rope. I thought you brought the rope. Now you said you had the rope. Well, we'll be back Thursday. I don't know how that occurred, but announcing ahead of time you're coming to tear down a statue, not sure that's the best idea.
How I would love to see a collection of veterans of all the branches of the service and peace officers and patriots and
this has an opportunity to turn really ugly for the reasons you're just saying, and it's been announced ahead of time. Hey, mobs, one of the mob things is spontaneity. You really can't have, like, a calendar.
According to the mob's publicist, what?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Wait a minute.
What kind of mob are you? We'll see how that turns out tomorrow night.
Tell you, right-thinking people are getting madder and madder. Not good.
Armstrong and Getty.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Want to save American jobs? Then you should build a wall to stop robots. But good luck with that. Because if you've seen movies, you know that robots are unstoppable killing machines.
Yeah, that's actually true. Not just that attempt to be a joke.
Is that what that was?
So you got all the craziness that's going on, political stuff and attitudes and COVID and everything like that. And then you've just got the pace of change that was true 3 months ago that is unprecedented in human history also. And now we're going to have more of it. And we were just talking about how there could be a really fast, like this is supposed to happen over decades and it's going to happen over like a summer where all of a sudden a quarter, a third, a half of the workforce doesn't work downtown anymore or in that corporate park anymore. They work at home because it's turned out you can be as efficient, maybe even more efficient, and the workers are a lot happier, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper for the company to not have to have office space, et cetera, et cetera. The fallout from this is going to be absolutely amazing. And, you know, of course, the free market will figure that out, but it's going to be a hell of a disruption. We got this text. Imagine all the support businesses that will die. Restaurants near those, like the one across the street from this building. Restaurants near all those corporate parks, all those buildings. Mechanics working on cars that aren't driven, you know, a tenth as much as normal. All right. The business vendors from copier repair to custodial. That's a ton of jobs to displace really fast.
Wow, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, the whole, you know, copier thing. No, you're probably right. Because I print stuff when I work from home, but I don't need a massive copier that needs to be maintained and serviced and sold to me, and there's a contract or
and
whatever. No, I just went to the local electronics store and spent $69.
And all the vending.
Nice. Idiot. All the vending. I'm sorry, he interrupted you. He interrupted you. He's the blame, the boy.
No, it would be a huge change. And then you get into the real estate stuff, and, you know, good news if you're in the suburbs, I guess? Bad news if you own commercial real estate? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, commercial versus residential real estate. Yeah, there will be pressure on prices in, like, your near suburbs of big cities.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how far you are from downtown anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to go in once a week or once a month or something like that. But if, I would live somewhere else than I do, than I do right now if I never had to come to the Radio Ranch.
So would like 80% of people who live in urban areas.
Right. Yep.
Everybody who lives in an urban area, when you're looking at homes, you think about how far it is to the workplace. That's like, that and the schools are like number one and two.
Right.
So, yeah, that's interesting how that all work out. Anyway, we're talking about robots there. Stanford grad who created the world's first robot lawyer raises $12 million. In the summer of 2015, a Stanford-bound high school grad, you're a high school kid, you're doing this. You know what I did?
Sneak beers in the park and try to kiss a girl, huh?
Anyway,
leave the robot creating to the grown-up, Junior.
He spent his nights coding and developing an automated program that would help people contest parking tickets. About 3 weeks later, he'd already had a product called Do Not Pay, which he shared with his friends. A blogger from Reddit picked it up, and almost overnight, Do Not Pay went from 10 people using it to 50,000 users.
Wow, fabulous.
Today, the company announced it closed a $12 million Series A, whatever that is.
Fundraising.
Kind of loan. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
At an $80 million valuation. It's one of those, you know. He calls it the world's first robot lawyer. It's gone from helping people with their parking tickets to assisting with over 100 different areas of consumer.
Objection,
rights.
Human. That's a robot lawyer.
Illogical. Does not compute. You're guilty.
Overrule this, and then he busts out the straw hands.
My arm! He cut it off.
He said in his crisis times
swing
that we...
the gavel now.
Oh, my other arm! Damn it!
In the crisis times we live in, lots of big companies are using consumers as a lifeline. He says, you see this with airlines as they refuse to refund people and instead they issue them a travel credit because they know they can get away with it.
Well, right. Even if it says in the fine print they can't or they shouldn't, you have to fight them for weeks.
The platform offers automated legal help with customer service disputes like airline flight compensation or cancellation subscriptions, suing companies in small claims courts, jumping customer service phone lines, and analyzing accounts and finding hidden money such as bank or overdraft fees. Well, the sort of stuff you just don't have time to do.
Right.
Or it wouldn't be cost effective to do it with a human lawyer. A computer lawyer can do it. You know, it can work 24 hours a day and figure all this stuff out.
Plus, you know, if you need to prune a tree, those saw hands come in handy.
That will be extra.
Why am I paying you? I bought you.
That's really interesting. The way the platform makes money is by charging users $3 per month. The creator, this guy named Browder, says the company doesn't take a percentage of what they save and has no ads or is not selling your data to other businesses.
Wow, just a subscription, $3 a month. I love it.
The platform works with lawyers and specifically with the American Bar Association, which in January honored Do Not Pay with its ABA award to him for its commitment to increasing legal services to those of modest means. Wow, that is really interesting.
Yeah, I need to get hip to this. I think I could use it. I want to help my dad out. We were going to go to the Masters, as we discussed, and then the Chinese bat fever caused all of it to get canceled, and now the airline's telling my dad, no, we're not going to give you a refund. We'll give you travel credit, and you have to use it within a year. So my dad, at age 78, with a wife in the later stages of Parkinson's, who will die if she's exposed to the COVID, can either travel by, like, March? When did he buy it? Doesn't matter. Or he loses hundreds of dollars. I'm not going to name the airline for now. But there are a lot of Americans who work there.
I'm tracking.
So it's Delta.
I give up.
I give up.
94% of college Democrats want to defund the police.
Don't ask college kids anything.
Where's the best pizza? Or what time is it? Those are the only two questions I have for college Democrats.
Can I score some drugs?
Is this style of pants still in style or not? They might be able to answer that question.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, absolutely. But, I don't really care what you think.
Crafting a way to have society work? Nah, not so much.
Here's the problem, youngsters. You have no life experience. You fall for the same scams 20-year-olds have fallen from since time immemorial, including me. You're not in charge. I don't care how adamant you are, screaming in the face of a black cop that he's a racist. You numbskulls. Speaking of which, at ArmstrongandGetty.com, we have Antifa Karen, they're calling her, who is a white girl screaming self-righteously at black cops about racism. We have a 6-foot-tall transgender person in pink bra, panties, and knee highs attempting to assault Andrea Mitchell of ABC News. While she asks, where are the cops in Washington, D.C.? Almost too much irony.
I haven't heard that. That's audio we have? Is it good?
The audio is good. The video is fabulous.
So I got to picture what you just described.
Or you can go to ArmstrongandGetty.com, which is precisely my point. Go watch the video.
Like on my TV? How does that work?
Okay. And then the third, go ask a college Democrat. And then the third thing I want to feature there at the website escapes me completely. I can't remember. There's something else that's
great. Antifa Karen we haven't played for a while. We can play that again when we come back.
It is awfully good. Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
23,000. That's how many life-giving breaths you take every day. But along with oxygen, you can breathe in pollen, pollution, and much worse. Your nose is your body's air filter, and it traps germs that can make you sick and allergens that can make you miserable. You wouldn't go a day without washing your hands or brushing your teeth, but how do you keep your nose clean? Nasal irrigation flushes out allergens, mucus, and germs, and it's clinically proven to relieve congestion naturally without drugs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is the easy-to-use alternative to neti pots, pills, and sprays. Here's my promise to you. Try Navage. If it doesn't relieve congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, and feel healthier, just return it for a full, no-questions-asked refund.
online at Novaz.com or at Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Meet Chuck. Now, meet Chuck's personal information.
Hello.
Made up of things like account logins, bank info, and Chuck's social security number. Whenever Chuck shops, banks, and browses online, his info travels all over the world.
Bonjour. Ni hao. Privyet.
Exposing it to cyber threats.
Well, that's no good.
So how is Chuck able to sleep? Because he knows Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides an all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world.
That's a relief, right, Chuck? I think that's a yes.
Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/join. That's norton.com/join to save 25%.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
All-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world.
That's a relief, right, Chuck? I think that's a yes.
Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock and save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/join. That's norton.com/join to save 25%.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Michael, you mentioned earlier in the program that's an anniversary of sorts today. Well, it's December 2001 okay. is when the Segway was invented. Dean Kamen came out and he said this will revolutionize everything, and they're ending production here in the end of the month. The Segway is no more. It's no more. And they sold 140,000.
So what will tourists ride around on?
If you were, well, I'm sure they'll be around for a while, but
They'll become more and more valuable, which is why I'm going to buy hundreds of them.
They were
good timing.
It was teased as, you know, I'm talking about how people working from home is going to revolutionize a bunch of things, and I think it will. But
They said it would be the car to what the car was to the horse and buggy.
It didn't turn out so much.
No. Not so much. No,
it's interesting, and I don't blame it. It's difficult to predict what's going to catch on and what's not. Why didn't they catch on? The price was part of it, weren't they? Like $2,000, and that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I can't remember.
They're idiotic looking.
What? Is that it?
You're just prejudiced or something.
Well, there's some reason they didn't catch on. What's your theory?
They seem dangerous. I don't know. They're harder to ride than they say. Where do you park it? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
But they only sold in 20 years 144,000 of them, and that's had to be mostly tourist areas and cities.
Yeah.
And mall cops.
And mall cops.
I remember we raised some money once for Segs for Vets.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a cool organization for disabled vets to be able to get around. And the beauty of it is that instead of like in a wheelchair, you can take your kids to the beach and go onto the beach and the rest. And that was a really cool organization. But
God, we should have one out at our farm. The distance, like out to the way out to the barn or the pump or wherever we have to go to, is it's a pretty far walk if you have to do it several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the Segway would be perfect. I got to get one of those. Paint it like John Deere green or something.
Then have races with the kids. You got to get everybody one.
Oh, my God. It'd be awesome.
We the people on this farm.
I might have to look into that. Oh, the kids would love it. And aren't they pretty hard to fall off of?
Pretty hard. I'll bet your kids. Well, your kids skateboard and scooter and stuff like that. They'd do it like a ring and a bell.
So I mentioned the other day, I talked to a guy who was riding a wheelie. That's different than the Segway in that you do have to have some balance. You're just standing on the pegs of a single wheel,
mm-hmm.
and that thing goes 45 miles an hour. I've seen more of those zipping around than I've ever seen Segways.
Yeah, it was pointed out to us that it's strict for boating to make them go that fast, but people customize them.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, what? Yeah, I was told the first time I saw a scooter, now you have to have a helmet. I'm looking around. Nobody's wearing a helmet, all right? So.
Right.
But the guy said, I said, how hard is it to do? And he said, can you ride a unicycle? It's about a quarter as hard to ride in a unicycle. And I can ride a unicycle. At least I could when I was a kid. I don't know that I still could.
Mm.
But riding a unicycle is hard.
I mean,
that's really, really hard.
I think I attempted it once for roughly 5 seconds.
So I practiced for a whole summer before I could do it. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to just hop on one of those things. You would crack your head open. Brain spilled out on the sidewalk. You don't want to do that.
Well, I'm telling you, if I got on one of those... Have a surgical team follow me because you're going to be harvesting my organs probably within the first 10 minutes.
Wow.
I hate to interrupt, but Good Morning America is interviewing Rob Lowe about his starring role in the Joe Exotic drama, soon to be on a TV screen near you. Rob Lowe stars as Joe Exotic.
Isn't it too,
now, talking about Rob Lowe.
Isn't it too early for Joe? We just saw a documentary about him. I know more about him than I've ever needed to know in my life. What are you going to tell me in a what?
Well, they're all bummed because there was a big story in, what was it, Texas Monthly or one of your publications, Atlantic, or somebody did like a 10,000-worder on Joe Exotic.
Tiger King.
And that's why the documentary was done. That got the guy's attention. When that article came out, all sorts of production companies said, wow, this is crazy. What a story. Let's make a movie. But it takes a long damn time to make a movie.
That was before he tried to have her killed, though? Or was that part of the original intrigue?
Tried to have who killed?
Carol Bass. Yeah.
I gotta bring in my coffee cup. I got
killed
a Carol
her
Baskin.
Husband? She whacked him?
I got a Carol Baskin coffee cup for Father's Day also.
Oh, yeah.
And socks, actually. Carol Baskin socks.
Carol Baskin socks.
On my socks, it says Carol effing Baskin.
Killed her husband? She whacked him.
And it's got tiger motif.
Of course
going.
It does.
But I believe the murder for hire thing was already a known commodity in terms of when the story first started circulating.
Okay.
When the articles and the bidding war over the story rights to it happened.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever watched, but I can't imagine needing to know anything else about it.
Oh, no, I'm full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I've had too much already, and it's delicious.
Oh, who was I talking to? I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day. So he knows somebody whose daughter is... This happened in small-town Kansas because, you know, the Tiger King was in Oklahoma, small-town Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't that far away. And he knows somebody. Their daughter has health issues, like really bad health issues. It's a terrible story. But anyway, doing kind of a Make-A-Wish kind of thing, not through that organization, but similar idea.
Okay.
And people, she wanted to get to hang out with a tiger or pet a tiger or something like that. And everybody in town, you know, raised some money. They heard of this tiger place in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a couple of years ago. This was before all this happened. And he just found out, everybody just put two and two together recently. That it was him. It was Joe Exotic. So they raised money in town, kind of a GoFundMe, to get her to see a tiger. And Joe Exotic came up and brought a tiger, and she got to hang out with Pettit and everything like that. And then he even did one of his songs. He wrote a song about her and did a video, and it's like a 7-minute long song specifically about her and her health problems and hanging out with the tiger. And the town feels like they got ripped off, like it was a whole bunch of money. And it seems like what he did would cost, you know, I don't know what the numbers are, but, you know, you could raise $30,000 and it would have cost him two tanks of gas and a day for him to drive up with his tigers. And
right.
So yeah. Where'd all that money go? But anyway, wow. So that's
where'd
part
that
of
money
how...
go? To the local meth dealer, obviously.
Or perhaps a dentist at some point.
Yeah, between the meth dealer, the tattoo artist, the local orthodontist denture maker.
That's something, though. So he was doing that. Could take, you know.
Well, that's the business model of it.
Sure.
There's a lot of money in having baby cub tigers to pet, but those tigers then become large, full-grown tigers that you can't necessarily take to a children's hospital or things
like
that.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
Right.
Or you'll be like some of the stumpy people in the show.
Oh, boy.
Final thoughts with
you know, I'll occasionally flip to the 70s channel, 70s radio.
Oh, yeah.
God, there was some lame music that was popular.
There's some great music, utterly, but some lame music.
Yeah. Utterly. I mean, ballless by women's standards. Boy.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room, Michelangelo. Michael, final thought?
Yeah, I want to go buy a Segway on clearance and put it in my closet next to my Zune, my Betamax, and 8-track player.
That's beautiful. A positive Sean, a final thought for us?
Yeah, just gearing up for another day at Chateau Relaxo. I have I finally made it back to the store, re-upped my supply of the good teriyaki sauce that I, because of this, our discussions here, I finally figured out the good stuff to buy. I'm back on rice bowl heaven. Oh, yeah.
Rice bowl heaven. Jack, a final thought for us.
Yeah, if you ever bought a Segway and you thought it'd be a good idea and you'd use it more and it's just been sitting in the garage, hit me with a text or an email. I might buy it from you. I could use a Segway.
I'd
use it at
tempted.
The farm. It'd be great.
I would be tempted. My final thought is I'm super looking forward to a golf outing with my buddies up to the mountainous regions this weekend. I'm practicing yesterday. Something pops in my forearm. I'm not even sure I can swing. Yeah, I've never had an injury there. I have no idea what happened. I am going to go on Yelp, and I am going to review aging. And my review is going to start with, I'm only giving aging 1 star because 0 stars isn't possible.
Something popped. Is there a bone sticking out or anything?
No, it's like a muscle thing.
Wow.
A tendon thing? I don't know.
Wow.
What am I over here? Doctor? It's just so annoying. And it was like my 85th swing. It's not like I got out there and failed to warm up or anything. Just all of a sudden, something I've done millions of times in my life, something goes pop. Mm. Screw this.
Maybe you can follow him around on the course with a Segway. Beer in one hand.
My legs are fine.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Oh, I thought of the football star, Frightened by Bears. That's the other video that's there, along with the, what do you call it? Yeah, just go and look. Great Armstrong and Getty swag. People are buying lots of the coffee mugs. Do it. Armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's fun.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
All the birds are drones. The birds are drones.
Then the battery's low.
My battery's low.
Anyway.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.